我们来看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章五到八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。六节。
Six.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。七节。
Seven.
反倒虚己，取得奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。八节。
Eight.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。在这里谈到主耶稣，他虚己。
Here he talks about how Jesus Christ had humbled himself.
他不以自己为跟神为同等为强夺的。
He did not make himself equal to with God.
其实他就是神本身。
But actually, in actuality, he himself is God.
但是为了要成就救恩。
But because of the salvation,
他必须要站在人的地位上。
He needs to stand in the form of a human.
来献上赎罪祭，献上挽回祭。
He need to offer himself as a sacrifice of atonement.
所以既然取得这个人的样子，
and since he is found in appearance of a man,
他就站在人的地位上，存心卑微，以至于死。
Then he has the status of a man, therefore he humbled himself and obedient to death.
死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
所以我们看到耶稣的顺服。
So we see the obedience of Christ.
这也是基督的心。
This is the heart of Christ.
在约翰福音的第四章那里。
In John chapter 4,
我们可以看到说耶稣基督用遵行天父的旨意，完成他的工作来作为食物。
And Jesus Christ used the following the commandment of God as his food, daily food.
我们看一下约翰四章三十四节。
Let's turn to John chapter 4, verse 34.
三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”刚刚我们说到耶稣基督他顺服他谦卑顺服。
Here, before we just mentioned that Jesus Christ is obedient and he's humble himself.
谦卑的人才能够顺服啊。
Those are able to humble themselves will be able to be obedient.
在昨天这个讨论的时候当中有一个同龄突然冒出一句说这个谦卑跟自卑有什么不一样啊。
So yesterday during the discussion session, one of the brothers mentioned what is the difference between humble and low self-esteem.
那当然跟这个讨论的题目可能没有关系啊。
Of course, that is not might not have a direct relationship to the discussion.
但是因为小弟要准备这一篇基督的顺服。
So when I am about to prepare this sermon this morning,
那顺服跟谦卑有关系哦。
And obedience has a direct relationship with humility.
就在想说这个谦卑跟自卑有什么不一样。
So then I was thinking about what is the difference between humility and low self-esteem.
那刚刚那个腓立比书的第二章那里。
So in Philippians chapter 2,
又谈到自卑哦。
It also mentioned about self-esteem.
自己卑微。
That is to lower himself to be humble.
存心顺服。
And to become obedient.
所以谦卑跟自卑有什么不同？
So what is the difference between humility and humbleness and low self-esteem?
为什么耶稣在这里不讲说心存谦卑而说是是自卑？
So why didn't Jesus Christ said that to have a heart of humility rather than have heart of low self-esteem.
什么是谦卑？
So what is humbleness?
它跟自卑有什么不同？
What is the difference between that and low self-esteem?
小弟个人这么认为啊。
So my opinion.
谦卑乃是你的能力，你的权力你可以办得到，但是你放弃这个叫谦卑。
So my opinion of humbleness is that you have the ability, you have the power and authority, yet you forsake doing that.
Oh, that's humble. 当爸妈的,
So for example, as parents,
当然你的能力, 处理事情, 你的技巧, 都会比你的儿女好, 比你那个, 这个还没有成长的儿女好。
That as a parent, your capability of handling situations is definitely better than your children.
那有时候我们会降低我们的标准。
And sometimes we lower our standards.
我们跟我们的儿女在同样的一个基础跟地位上。
So we lower our standards to be the same level as our children's.
来询问他们的意见。
And we ask their opinions.
你认为这件事情这样做好不好, 还是要怎么做才好?
So we ask their opinions of how they would proceed on solving the situation.
那我们说这个叫做谦卑。
Then we say that is humble.
那自卑有什么不同?
So what is the difference between that and low self-esteem?
自卑是因为我们人不能。
Low self-esteem is because we don't have the capability.
我们的能力没办法。
We cannot reach our capability.
我们的知识不晓得。
That we have limited understandings.
我们耐不了人如何的。
And we're helpless.
所以我们的顺服，这个叫自卑了。
Then therefore we are submissive, and then therefore we also are called low self-esteem.
那耶稣为什么要自卑?
So why did Jesus lower himself? Because he is in the status of a man. He is not standing in the status of a God.
以神来讲,
in the sight of God, he lowers himself to human form as a form of humility.
但是站在人子的地位上, 他对天父,
But in the form of man, in the status of a man, he needs to lower himself in front of God.
所以我们如果有这样的一个想法,
So if we have this kind of understanding,
今天啊,我们就知道什么事情该谦卑。
Then we will understand what kind of things that we need to be low, to be humble.
那什么事情是我们自我自卑?
And understand what are the things that we lower our esteems.
好，那我们回到主题来。
Now let's back to our title today.
谦卑跟我们顺服有关系。
So humbleness is related to our obedience.
谦卑。
Only when we are humble, then we are able to be obedient.
那主耶稣用顺服来成为他的食物。
So God used, Jesus Christ used obedience as his food.
遵行差他来者的旨意, 完成他的工作。
That is to do the will of him who sent him and to finish his work.
来成为他的食物。
This is his food.
人不能没有吃东西,
so man cannot live without food.
现在厨房正在忙,
so the kitchen is toiling to cook some lunch for us.
我们也很期待等一下有丰盛的食物可以吃。
And we await for a good meal later.
因为食物是维系我们生命的必需品。
Because food sustains our life as necessary, it's our daily necessity.
那耶稣以遵行父旨完成神的工作, 来作为他的食物。
Jesus used to do the will of God and also to finish his work as his daily necessity, his food.
来作为维系他生命的必需品。
It becomes his the thing the necessity to sustain his life.
所以换句话说, 主耶稣以遵行天父的旨意完成神交付的工作, 来成为他生命的全部。
And therefore, another word is that Jesus used the will of God and to finish his work as his entire life.
实际上他生命的全部也是为了这个目的。
In reality, the totality of his life is the ultimate goal is this is this verse.
所以他要道成肉身来到世上。
And therefore, he need to come into this world in flesh.
所以我们就来看看。 这个天父的心，也就是以遵行父旨完成神所交付他的工作。
So let's see how God, how Jesus Christ completed God's will and also his, finished his work.
好，我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的第二章四十九节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 49.
四十九节
,249.
耶稣说你耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我的父事为念。小字的部分或作岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？这一个经文是主耶稣跟他的十二岁的时候跟他的父母到圣殿去去敬拜神。
Here the scripture recorded that Jesus at age 12 went to the temple to worship God.
在回程的时候，耶稣独自留在圣殿。
And on the way back, Jesus Christ stayed behind in the temple.
在教法师当中来学习。
And among the teachers, he was learning the scriptures.
三天后他父母亲又回来找他。
And 3 days later, his parents came back to search for him.
主耶稣对他父母所说的话。
And this is what Jesus said to his parents.
应以父事为念。
The work of God in my mind.
小字的部分说应当在父的家里。
That it says that I had to be in my father's house.
父事为念应在父的家中。我们从这两方面来做一个思考。
So let's look at these two points that he had to be in my father's house as well as Another translation is that he has the mind, the work of God in his mind.
应在天父的家中，应该在神的家里头。
In the house of his father, in his father's house.
这是以父事为念的其中的一项。
This is part of to have the mind of his father's will.
换句话说，主耶稣心里头挂念的是神的家。
In other words, is that what Jesus is thinking in his mind is to worry about his father's house.
在马可福音的十一章那里。
In Mark chapter 11.
记载着主耶稣洁净圣殿。
In Mark chapter 11, it records how Jesus cleansed the temple.
我们来看这一段的记载。
Let's turn to that scripture.
马可福音十一章十五节到十七节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 15.To 17.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进了圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。十六节。
16.
也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。十七节。
17.
便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的店必称为万国祷告的店吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。在这里记载耶稣洁净圣殿。
Here it records how Jesus cleansed the temple.
耶稣看到当时的圣殿成为这个做买卖的地方。
Jesus saw the temple has become a place for business.
耶稣说它是个贼窝。
And Jesus said that this is a place of robbers.
为什么在圣殿有做买卖的事情？
So why is there a business in the temple of God?
而这个买卖交易被耶稣称作是贼。
And these business, Jesus said, they are all robbers.
圣殿里头会之所以会有这个兑换银钱跟这个做这个买卖做的就是这个卖鸽子是因为献祭的需要。
So these people that actually set up some business in there is to sell some doves and some animals for sacrificial purposes.
因为当时他们从各国犹太人从各国回来在罗马的殖民之下他们的钱是有该撒的头像的。
So all these Israelites that came back to the temple, all their money has the image of Caesar.
以色列人他们不拜偶像
So the Israelites, they don't worship idols.
他们不准有任何的像。
And therefore, they were not allowed to have any image of their money.
所以他们必须要 兑换银钱哦，成为啊犹太人他们哦这个古钱币的来啊来奉献。
So they need to exchange their Roman currencies to their old currencies for sacrificial purposes.
所以为什么会有兑换银钱？就是这个原因哦。
So then we see that there were currency exchange stations in these temples.
那为什么会卖鸽子的？
And then now, why were there people that sells the doves there?
可能不是只有鸽子哦，其他部分的记载还有牛羊哦。
And of course, other areas in the Bible also records that they also sell cows and animals.
哦，那主耶稣统统把他赶出去。
And Jesus Christ drove all these vendors out of the temple.
啊，也是为了献祭的需要。
And these vendors also were there for the purpose of sacrificial purposes.
哎，从各地回来犹太人要献祭，他们不可能自己哦啊这个路途遥远哦带牵着一头牛啊啊带着一只羊啊哦这个提着一个一笼鸽子啊哦来到耶路撒冷要献祭，可能牛病了哦或者受伤了哦这个死掉了都有可能。
So all these Jews, when they come back to the temple to sacrifice, they would not bring these animals from their foreign lands back to the temple in case that they get sick on the way there, on the journey to the temple.
哦，所以是为了哦献祭用哈啊，就在圣殿哦里头啊，有提供这些献祭所需要用的祭品。
So there are these vendors that will provide these necessities for the sacrifices at the temple.
哦，啊，所以从这个观点来看，这个是来帮助这些要敬拜神献祭的人，的一个一个服务啊。
So we look at these these are actually services for these people that come to the temple to make their sacrifices.
哦，啊，为何被耶稣啊，哦，动了这么大的肝火哦？赶出去呀，啊，甚至啊，哦，这个把桌子啊都翻了。
So then, why did Jesus get aggravated and overturn all the table and drove out all these vendors?
哦，跟耶稣称他们哦，称啊，哦，把他的把父的殿变成贼窝哦，这个贼字有关系哦。
And Jesus said that you guys made this temple of God into a den of robbers.
哦，什么是贼？
So what does it mean by robbers?
盗取不该拿的。
They have taken what does not belong to them.
哦，得着暴利的。
And they have robbed others.
哦，就是很大的哦，这个金钱哦，非法取得哦，这个叫贼的哈。
They have made so much profit out of the people.
哦，我们都有这样经验哦。我们要去医院看病人。
So we also have these kind of experience when we go to hospitals to visit the sick.
哦，你绝对不会在医院的楼下的花店哦，或者礼品店买东西吧
？You probably would not purchase gifts or flowers down in the gift shop in the hospital.
因为我们知道哦，那个地方最贵的。
Because we know that they charge you an arm and a leg for the gifts or the flowers.
哦，让那些贪图方便的人哈，哎，这个哈，敲他们啊，敲竹杠哈，敲他们一笔呀。
So they will try to earn some big profit or margins from your purchases.
哦，同样的东西可能外面才卖多少哈，在那边哦就哦可能贵了一倍。
So the same item could be sold much cheaper outside than in the gift shop of the hospital.
所以甚至我们会说啊，那些店好贼呀。
So sometimes we even would call those gift shops a place a den of robbers.
哦，所以问题不是出在说兑换零钱跟提供这些哦来献祭的人这些哦这些祭物不对。
So it's not the problem is not in the exchange of currencies or these services that they have provided to for these Jews to purchase the sacrificial animals.
而是从当中获取非法的暴利，这件事情不对。
But rather that they have earned great margins from these sales of these products.
奉献跟献祭都是合法的。
To offer and to sacrifice are all within the law.
哦，但是谋取不法的暴利，这是非法的。
However, when they try to rob you of great margin that is not within the law.
哦，所以耶稣在指责的是这一件。
So this is what Jesus Christ is rebuking them of.
哦，用合法来包装里头的非法。
They use something that is in within the law to cover up their unlawfulness.
那为什么啊啊在圣殿会有这种事情发生
？So why would this kind of unlawfulness happen inside the temple of God?
谁允许他们可以这样做
？Who allowed them to do such a unlawfulness?
那自然就跟当时的这些哦在圣殿里头管理主导的这些祭司有关了。
So then it is actually due to these people that manages the temple of God, the priest and the people.
好，这些商人呐、啊，这圣殿里头兑换零钱做买卖的商人，跟当时管理圣殿的这些祭司、这些文士、法利赛人挂钩了。
So these vendors actually bribe these priests and the high priest that manages the temple of God.
哦，这就是主耶稣在责备的。
So this is what Jesus Christ is rebuking them about.
哦，所以当主耶稣这么做啊，哈，十八节说，祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣啊。
So after Jesus Christ have done this, here in 18 verse 18, it says that the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this, and they tried to kill him.
哦，你挡到我的财路了。
Because they have, because Jesus have put on barricades towards their financial route.
哦，所以你该死。
So they tried to kill Jesus.
好，那耶稣他在意的是什么
？So what does Jesus mind about?
他要维护的是什么？他要洁净的又是什么
？What does he try to protect and what is he trying to cleanse?
他要恢复那个，好、哦、向神。哦、敬拜的那个单纯跟清洁
He wants to return the purity and the simpleness of worshiping God、
哦、献祭是种敬拜祷告也是一样
Sacrifice is a way of worship as well as same as our prayers、
哦、今天如果我们任何的服事、哦、包含我们的祷告、哦、包含我们做圣工
So today in our servitude and as well as prayers and work in the church.
好，如果我们是用华丽合法的外表，却包藏着内在隐藏的企图，哦。
If we try to cover the unlawfulness with the lawful appearance.
哦，无论是这个 self ambition 或者 hidden agenda 啊、哦，这个隐藏的企图啊，这是个人的野心。
So whether it's a self-ambition or hidden agendas,
这都是主耶稣要除掉、要赶出去的。
These are all things that God, Jesus wants to drive out of the temple and try to cast out.
哦，所以主耶稣说他岂不应当待在父的家中吗
？So that's why Jesus said that, I should not be, in the house of God.
哦，他挂念神的家。
He worry, his mind is of that of the work of God, the temple of God.
他要维护神家里头敬拜的纯净。
He wants to retain the purity of and the simple worship in the temple of God.
所以他为什么洁净圣殿
？And that's why he cleansed the temple.
哦，这个是以父事为念的。
Because he, this is one of the point that he had the mind for the work of God.
再来，我们看路加福音。
Next, let's look at Luke.
第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音四章四十三节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 43.
四十三节，但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差原是为此。哦、在这里啊，谈到说，天父的旨意、啊、就是要传福音、啊
Here it mentioned that the will of God is for them to preach.
哦，耶稣来不但要成就救恩，哦，也必须要传讲天国得救的福音。
Jesus came not only to fulfill the salvation, but also to proclaim the gospel of of heaven.
哦，这也是天父的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
也是他来到这个世上的目的。
This is also the purpose that he came into this world.
哦，那主耶稣怎么去实践？哦，怎么去哦实行这个？有关这个传天国福音 的这个旨意啊。
So how does Jesus fulfill his duties to preach the good news of the kingdom of God?
首先我们就看他的精神吧。
So let's look at his spirit.
我们看马可福音。
Let's look at Mark.
第三章哦。
Mark chapter 3.
马可福音3章20节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。二十一节，耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。在这里我们看到主耶稣他工作的精神。
Here we see the spirit of Jesus' work.
他工作的精神啊，不但这个顾不得吃饭。
That when he is working, he even forget to eat.
在一般常人来看，这个真的是工作狂啊，发疯了啦。
And in the normal standards, we see that this is some sort of workaholic, that he is really out of his mind.
这个就是耶稣的工作精神，这就是耶稣他执行传福音，这个天父的旨意的精神。
This is his work spirit from Jesus Christ in his preaching of the gospel of heaven and kingdom.
读到这一段，让小弟非常汗颜，觉得很不好意思，觉得很羞愧。
And when I read this verse, I felt quite embarrassed.
经常吃饭，小弟是跑第一名的。
I often is the first to go, and if there's food, I'm often the first to run there to eat.
看到主耶稣，他连饭都顾不得吃。
So if look at Jesus, he doesn't even have time to eat.
为什么？
Why?
那么多人聚集要听他讲道。
Because so many have gathered to listen to his words.
这些人也还没吃饭呢。
Now these crowds, they also have not eaten yet.
耶稣啊，怎么可以？ 放下这些，说我吃饭最重要，民生问题最重要，吃饭最重要。
So how could Jesus Christ have left these crowds behind and said that let me go eat some food first?
耶稣乃是放下他日常的饮食的需求。
Jesus still puts down his daily necessity, which is to eat some food.
以遵行天父的旨意为优先。
He put the priority of following the will of God as his first priority.
小弟在跟有时候在跟一些弟兄姐妹同工的时候。
So sometimes when I am working with some co-workers,
有时候发现我们的弟兄姐妹的工作精神真的就像主耶稣这样子。
Sometimes I feel that some of the brothers and sisters, their work spirit is just like Jesus.
开车探访。
That they have drive to go visitations, go for visitations.
为一些弟兄姐妹或者慕道朋友进食祷告。
And they pray and fast for brothers and sisters.
我们祈求神纪念这些弟兄姐妹的爱。
May God remember these the love of these brothers and sisters.
建立他们手里所做的工。
And to establish the work that they have worked.
因为他们有耶稣基督这种精神。
Because they have the spirit of Christ.
再来。
Next,
马可福音
Mark,
同样第三章哦
Mark chapter 3,
1-16节
verse 1-6,
这里记载耶稣在安息日进了会堂。
Here this records that Jesus Christ entered the synagogue on Sabbath.
有一个枯干了一只手的人, 这是众人设下的陷阱。
And there's a man with a shriveled hand that was there. This is actually a trap from the multitude.
要窥探耶稣在安息日治不治病。
They wanted to see whether Jesus Christ will heal this man or not.
要捉耶稣干犯安息日的把柄来控告耶�u.
They tried to accuse him of not following the Sabbath laws.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说站起来在当中。四节。
Verse 4.
又问众人说在安息日行善行恶救命害命哪样是可以的他们都不作声。第五节。
Verse
5. 耶稣怒目周围看他们忧愁他们的心刚硬就对那个人说伸出手来。 他把手一伸就复了原。六节。
Six.
法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎么样可以除灭耶稣。我们看到又有人想要杀耶稣的。
So here we see that there are people that want to kill Jesus again.
哦，为什么？
Why?
哦，耶稣啊，在安息日干犯律法哦。
Because Jesus Christ has broken the law of the Sabbath.
哦，这些人啊，为了要维护律法的神圣。
So these people wanted to uphold the holiness of this law.
却看不见哦，自己那个在安息日哦，在神所赐福的日子，设诡计要害人的恶心呢。
So they didn't realize what they have done in such a wicked ways to accuse Jesus.
哦，也塞住了哦，那个对于这一个枯干的一只手的人的怜悯的心。
And they also did not see the mercy that they tried that they have shown towards this man with shriveled hand.
哦，但耶稣啊，却及时的哦，让这一个枯干的一只手的人得到释放。
But Jesus Christ gave liberty to this man with shriveled hand.
有时候我们会说啊，耶稣为什么要以这个当时的宗教主流来作对干什么？
So sometimes we might think that why did Jesus wants to go against these men of authorities?
哦，他可以跟他说，你明天再来找我好了。
Jesus could easily tell these men of shriveled hand to come and see him the next day.
或者说啊，我们再等几个小时，等到太阳下山，过了安息日，我就给你医治。
Or maybe that to tell him to wait for a few hours after Sabbath, the sunset, that I will cure you.
这样就不会干犯那些主流派啊。
Then, Jesus Christ will not butt head against these, men of authorities.
大家好来好去嘛。
So they will have good relationships.
但是耶稣并没有这样做。
However, Jesus did not do so.
耶稣在执行天父旨意的时候，哦，绝不耽搁的。
When Jesus is upholding the will of God, he will not procrastinate.
如果神在这个时刻要医治这个人，要释放这个人，主耶稣啊，就是遵行哦，哪怕再多的阻挡，或者是甚至生命的危险。
If God wants to heal this person or wants to free this person, Jesus will immediately do so. He will not procrastinate.
哦，这个就是主耶稣在执行传福音这个天父旨意的哦，他的哦，这个的他的精神哦。
This is the spirit that Jesus upholds when working and following the will of God.
哦，这个就是以父事为念的心。
And that's why this is the heart to mind the work of God.
哦，我们再来看。
Next, let's look at.
好，马可福音哦。
Let's look at Mark.
马可福音的十四章。
Chapter 14.
36节。
36。
三十六节他说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。哦，这一是主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
哦，他即将要上十字架。
He was about to be crucified on the cross.
哦，因为哦，带着这个肉体上的哦，这个软弱的限制。
And because he has the physical weakness.
哦，耶稣要用祷告来胜过。
And so he overcome his weakness through prayers.
他在祷告的这个当中啊，他向天父这样祈求。
And so in his prayer, he prayed this way to the Lord, to God.
如果可行的话。
He said, Abba Father, if everything is possible.
哦，因为在神来说没有哦，不可能的事情。
Because in God's hand, there's nothing is impossible.
啊，但是如果可以的话，哦。
But if there is possible, if it is possible.
哦，能够把这个苦杯，这个十字架的苦刑拿走。
Please take this cup away from me.
哦，但是不要照我的意思。哦、
But yet do not follow my will.
哦，只要照你的意思。
But what follow your will.
哦，遵从哦，主耶稣啊，以这个遵行神的旨意。完成他的工作，做食物，做他生命的全部。
So Jesus Christ, take the food, his food as the following the will of God and finishing God's work.
哦，那这个时刻哈、是要完成神工作的时刻。
And so this time, this period of time is to complete, the finish the work of God.
哦，那主耶稣还是不按照自己哈、是求。愿神的，愿天父真神的 这个旨意成就。
And therefore, he did not follow his own will. Jesus did not follow his own will, but to complete the will of God.
我们人在做事情的时候，很容易会在乎人，对别人的看法，或者别人对我的看法。
So in doing some work, that we often care about others' opinions or what others think of you.
所以有时候我们会从人的意思，或者是坚持自己的看法。
So sometimes we will follow others' opinions or to be stubborn about our own opinion.
我看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第二章第四节。
John chapter 2 verse 4.
约翰福音二章四节。
John chapter 2 verse 4.
耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”主耶稣刚刚出来传福音所行的第一个神迹就是迦拿婚宴的神迹，水变酒。
And this, when Jesus Christ first came to start preaching, his first miracle was in the wedding in Cana.
这个他的母亲呐、看到这家主人酒喝完了。
And so, his mother saw that the wine is finished, that,
但是筵席还没有结束。
But the wedding is, it has not finished yet.
这个是一个,这个很失礼的事情啊。
And this is actually a great embarrassment to the host.
所以他来求耶稣,来,解这个,这家主人的燃眉之急,看能不能想想办法。
So, she came to Jesus, asked Jesus to put out the fire of this issue.
但是主耶稣告诉他的母亲这么说。
But then Jesus replied to his mother.
我们中文写母亲那小字的部分说原文做妇人哦。
And so here, the translation, one of the translations said, dear woman.
那个原文就是 original 的那个。
In the original text, it says, dear woman.
说女人啊。我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
The original text says, "Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
耶稣这个时候站在神的位置上。
So at this time, Jesus actually is standing on the position of God.
没有错，在肉身上你是我的母亲。
Yes, it is true that in physical reality is that Mary is his mother.
我必须要尽人子的义务。
That he needs to honor his mother.
所以耶稣在十字架上把他的母亲交给他的门徒约翰来带进孝道。
And therefore, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he commanded his disciple John to take care of his mother.
但是在属灵的事上，耶稣却丝毫没有妥协于这种人的人情和人际关系上。
But in the spiritual reality, in his spiritual point, he did not give in to this human relationships.
耶稣没有照着人的意思。
He did not follow a human will.
再来看。
Let's continue.
约翰十四章。
In John chapter 14.
二十四节。
John 14 verse 24.
二十四节
14 verse 24.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。在这里主耶稣告诉当时的门徒。
So here Jesus told the disciples.
他在世上传给门徒的道不是他自己的。是天父真神的。
He said to them that the words that you hear are not my own, but rather these are from he who sent me.
所以耶稣他并没有依自己的意思来行事。
So Jesus did not follow according to his own will.
从一开始我当以父事为念，到最后不要照我的意思，只要照父的意思。
From the beginning that he said, he will follow the will of God until the end that he said, do not follow my will, but thy will.
耶稣一生当中所作所为都没有照自己的方法，照自己的意思。
So entire life of Jesus, he did not ever follow his own will.
他从来没有行过任何一个神迹是为了他自己的。
He did not ever, perform a miracle that, is for his own sake.
甚至把石头变成饼来吃，让自己不 禁食40天啊，不至于挨饿，他也拒绝不做。
For example, that when he was tempted, that he did not even go and change stone into bread to fulfill his hunger.
啊，所以耶稣他不照自己的看法、自己的意思来行事，
so、
完全照天父的意思。
Jesus have never followed his own will, his own opinions. Rather, he followed only the will of God.
哦，他不照人意，也不照己意。
He would not follow his opinion of man or his own opinions.
哦，他是完全照神的意思。
But rather, he follows only the will of God completely.
哦，我们可以从主耶稣啊，在受审判的这些例子来看。
So we could also see the examples through his trials.
在路加福音
in the book of Luke,
23章
in Luke chapter 23,
耶稣啊被带到分封王希律面前去。
When he was taken to in front of the King Herod,
23章8到11节
verse 8 to 11,
8节说希律看见耶稣就很欢喜，因为听见过他的事宜啊，久矣啊，想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹。九节。
Nine.
于是啊，问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。十节。祭司长和文士都站着极力的告他。十一节。希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽衣服，把他送回比拉多那里去。啊，在这里我们看到哦。这个封王王的希律久已听啊，这个拿撒勒人耶稣能够行奇事。
So this King Herod, he have already heard about Jesus Christ that he could perform miracles.
但是耶稣在他的面前呢，却是连一句话都不说。
But in front of him, Jesus did kept silent.
耶稣这个时候能不能行神迹啊？
And at this time, could Jesus perform a miracle?
当然可以啊。
Of course, he can.
他如果行了神迹，我看希律王说不定就跪下来拜他了。
If he have performed a miracle, maybe King Herod will immediately kneel down to worship him.
哇，你留在我的宫里当我的参谋我替你跟比拉多说一说啊。
Stay in my palace and be my advisory, and I will tell Pilate to release you.
我用我分封王的权利啊叫这些犹太人这祭司长放你一马。
And he might say that as king of the Jews, I will ask the Romans to release you.
但耶稣却没有这样做。
But Jesus did not do so.
甚至让这个希律王跟他的兵丁藐视他。
Even to an extent that the Herod and his soldiers ridiculed him.
把他当小丑在打扮。
And even dressed him up and mocked him.
因为耶稣要遵行天父的旨意。
Because Jesus wants to follow the will of God.
我们还漏了一段就是马太26章那里。
We also missed one area in Matthew chapter 21.
就是犹大带兵丁来抓耶稣的那一幕。
This is the passage when Judah brought the soldiers to capture Jesus.
好，我们来看马太26章。
In Matthew chapter 26.
51节。
Chapter 26, verse 51.
有跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来，将大祭司仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他一个耳朵。52节。
52.
耶稣对他说，收刀入鞘，凡动刀的必死在刀下。53节。
53.
你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多的天使来吗？54节。
54.
若是这样，经上所说的事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？在这里我们看到我们知道这个拔出刀削掉这个大祭司仆人亚勒古耳朵的就是彼得了。
And we know that the person that put out the sword and slashed the ear of the high priest servant is actually Peter.
主耶稣说叫他把刀子收起来。
Jesus told him to put away his sword.
你想我不能现在求我父差遣十二营多的天使来保护我。
And he said to Peter that, don't you think that I could even call on my father and he will send a 12 legions of angels to help me?
耶稣当然有那个能力啊。
Of course, Jesus has that power.
但是如果这么做的话，那这个神的旨意这个完成救恩的这个工作要怎么办呢？
But if he have done so, then what will happen to the will of God and to the completion of the salvation?
Oh, so 耶稣没有这么做。
And therefore Jesus did not do so.
遵从天父的旨意，要完成这个救恩的工作。
He followed the will of God to complete the work of salvation.
我们再来看齁，刚刚是在西律王齁，现在在看在比拉多面前齁。
So we saw the, where Jesus was in front of King Herod. Now let's look at how he acted in front of Pilate.
19章齁，约翰19章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
第十节。
John 19 verse 10.
十九章十节，比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知道我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？”十一节。
11。
耶稣回答说：“若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。啊，所以把我交给你的那个人罪更重了。”哦，在这里哈、哦，我们看到比拉多啊、哦，看到耶稣啊，都不跟他回应啊，啊、哦，所以就。跟主耶稣讲了。
So here we see that Pilate said, you know, saw Jesus have refused to speak to him, and so he said to Jesus,
你要搞清楚耶，我是审判官耶。
He said that, don't you realize that I have the power to free you?
你应当向我求情才对啊。
You should be pleading to me.
哦，我可以啊，释放你，也可以把你判死刑的。
I could free you, and I could also sentence you to death.
如果换作一般的常人，可能老早跪地痛哭了，哦，求这个比拉多、啊、能够放他一马。
A normal man, we probably would be weeping and pleading for Pilate to free us.
哦，但是主耶稣却没有这样。
But Jesus did not do so.
主耶稣知道这个权柄是父给他的。
Jesus know that this power is from the Father.
就是要来完成救恩的。
It is to fulfill the salvation.
所以他顺服。
Therefore he obeyed.
哦，那最后我们看耶稣在十字架上的表现。
Lastly, let's look at his attitude, how he manifests himself on the cross.
看回马可福音哦。
Let's turn back to Mark.
十五章。
Mark 15.
29节到32节。
Mark 15 verse 29 to 32.
29节说，从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说，嗨，你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的。30节。
30.
可以救自己从十字架上下来吧。31节。
31.
祭司长和文士也是这样戏弄他，彼此说他救了别人不能救自己。32节。
32.
以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。那和他同定的人也是讥笑他。好，我们看到、哦、在十字架上的基督。
So here we see the Christ on the cross.
哦，这个不但要忍受这个肉体上的折磨的痛苦。
Not only was he to bear the tortures of his physical flesh.
哦，还要忍受这些下面钉他的人哦，的这个顶撞。
He also need to bear all these mockeries from the people below.
哦，就连那个哦该死的那个强盗啊，跟他同钉十字架也。藐视他，也讥笑他。
Even the robbers that crucified with him also mocked him and ridiculed him.
耶稣有没有能力从十字架跳下来说我不玩了？
So does Jesus have the power to jump off the cross and free himself?
他当然啊，他可以啊。
Of course he can.
他有这个能力啊。
Of course he has that power.
那耶稣却没有这么做。
But Jesus did not do so.
因为如果这么做，救恩怎么完成？
Because if he had done that, then what would happen to the salvation, the completion of salvation?
所以我们看到主耶稣真的如同约哦，从腓立比书我们一开头所讲的。
So Jesus really follows what we saw in Philippians chapter 2.
哦，他真的是存心顺服以至于死哎。
He really obeyed until his death.
哦，而且死在十字架上。
And that he died on the cross.
啊，那个是罪人的记号，是受咒诅的。
That is a symbol of a sinner. That is a cursed punishment.
啊，那耶稣是荣耀的天父真神哦。
Jesus Christ is a glorious God.
神道成了肉身。
God came to this world in the flesh.
成为了人，而且成为罪人。
He came into flesh. Not only that, came into a sinner, become a sinner.
哎，而且死在十字架上。
And died on the cross for us.
哦，所以我们从耶稣哦 的一生我们来看。
So we look at the entire life of Jesus.
如同他所说的。
Just like what he said.
他以遵行天父的旨意完成他所要他做的工来做食物。
That he followed the will of God as his food.
耶稣的整个生命就是以遵行父旨完成神的工作为主。
Jesus' entire life is to follow the will of God and to finish his work as his goal.
这就是耶稣基督的顺服。
And that is the obedience of Christ.
从一开始以事为念。
At first that he has a mind of Christ, of God.
到最后要成就救恩的不要照我的意思要照神你的意思。
All the way until the end that, to complete the salvation that he even followed not of his own will, but the will of God.
都是顺服的表现。
These are all the manifestation of his obedience.
所以我们求耶稣基督这个顺服的心能够感动我们能够让我们做拿来做效法。
So may God will move us with this obedience, heart of obedience, for us to follow and learn from Him.
全能的神尚且自卑成为人。
A omnipotent God that come into this world in form of man.
何况我们身为人的。
Nevertheless, to say that we as men,
岂不更应当要自卑吗?
Shouldn't we be more humble for ourselves?
来顺服圣经一切的教导。
And so to be submissive and obedient to all the teachings of the Bible.
顺从圣灵的带领。
And to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
416首
416